טוב, רב חייתם את בייס. בסוף רב חייתם את בייס. We learned together yesterday מחלויקס בשמי ביצילל ומחלויקס אמרויים in each one. בשמי צאב two shurus. Two shurus. So what does two shurus mean? Most of the Beishamai stay shurus of what does that mean? So, there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan, what that meant. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it meant the first two rows. As you walk through the door, the first two rows you bump into, row A and row B, if we're going to call it like the Scrabble. Row A and row B, that is what's tied with
columns.
With
the first column and the column behind it, vertical.
Right, so vertical column. Okay, let's go with the columns then. The first vertical column and the second vertical column. The Rebbe Yochanan said, no, it didn't mean that. It meant vertical column and horizontal. And horizontal. That was the machlekes Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Yehuda Mitzad Beishama. Then we moved on to a machlekes Yitzhilam. Yitzhilam said cryptic words. Two shurais, chitzonos, shein elyonos. So what did that mean? Did that mean the top row and the one below it? That means there's not even a row, it's the top corner parables, the ones that join at the perpendicular and the one below it. Or did it mean the top perpendicular row and the one behind it? Right? Means was it row A1 B1 or was it A1 and A2, if we're going to call it in Scrabble. But the same idea. Is it the top perpendicular row, the row that joins the columns and the rows? Is it that one and the one below it? Or is it that one and the one behind it? It's Machlekes, Rav, and Shmuel. According to Rav, you never have to go deeper than one row. You have to do the top row and the one below it. And according to Shmuel, no, you never have to go lower than the top row. But you have to do the top row and the one behind it. Good? Clear? Excellent. So now, there was a problem according to Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah says, Chitzonos, Shehein, Elyonos. The Mishnah says two parameters, outer and top. So how can Rav say it means the outer and the one below it, the top one and the one below it? It might be the outer one, but they're not the top one. Which the Gemara says, top, it means the higher one, as opposed to the lower one. Same question we have in Shmuel. How can Shmuel say it means the top one and the one behind it? The one behind it might be the top. It's not the outer one. Again, the same type of answer. When the Gemara says outer, it didn't mean the outermost. It meant as opposed to the innermost. But the two outer ones are also called. Okay, very good. So what is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? Why did Rav say what he said and Shmuel said what he said? Look at Rav Tesis. Rav Diak Chatzis. Rav Tesis, Ches Omid Be. Rav Diak Chatzis. Here the reading. Zok. Read. Says the reading. The Rav, Sova, Rav holds the Ikel and Medic Tfei, that we should put more of a stress on the word Chitzoinois. The main stress of the Mishnah, it says Chitzoinois, Shehein Elyoinois, the main stress is it should be the Chitzoinois. Why? From this number Isha, that mentioned first. First thing mentioned in the Mishnah is Chitzoinois. That's telling me it should be Chitzoinois, it should be the Chitzoinois. So, therefore it has to be the two outer ones. Ah, he also says Elyoinois. So, Elionis is providing for us what the constraints are, but it doesn't mean that it has to be literally the uppermost barrel. Rather means the higher ones. They're not the uppermost. But it definitely has to be the outermost, because the Mishnah says clearly, Chitzoi Lois. So it has to be the outermost. Yes, sure.
Can't you say, though, that the top ones, like the one behind it, it's still an outermost one because it's outermost facing the ceiling.
You would call it outermost, you would call it topmost. That's called Elyonis. You wouldn't call it outermost. Outermost means closest to the door.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the interior necessarily.
Right. It's more...
Because outer, because you have the inner ones. Right, okay.
That's what Rav holds. Rav holds the Ikka word in the Mishnah is Chitzonis. That was the first one. So what Shmuel holds? Why did Shmuel say that has to be the top rows and doesn't have to be so much the outermost? The Shmuel Sava, the Melyonis Ikka Medich. The main doggish has to be on the Elyonis. Given the Elyonis, the word Elyonis, Achitzonis, Koi is coming to explain and define the Chitzonis. On the parish, mine Chitzonis, and it's explaining what is the Chitzonis. The Mishnah says Chitzonis Shehein Elyonis. Mishnah means, I mentioned you Chitzonis, but what are the Chitzonis? Elyonis, that has to be the top one. How can you tell me now that it means the out of the topmost row with the one below it, that's not Elyonis. And the Mishnah went out of its way to explain what the Chitzonis were. I told you, the Chitzonis are the Elyonis. That's why I told you it is. It's the Elyonis. So it can't be like Rav. According to Rav, it's not the Elyonis, it's the one below it. It has to be like Shmuel, it's the top two rows, meaning the topmost row and the one behind it. Or the one below it, because it's not Elyonis. Someone and the one behind it. The interesting machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about how to learn a Mishnah. Come to Rav, the first word is what's kuvea. It says chitzonis, it has to be chitzonis. I can do inside, innermost, in the one, that's not chitzonis. And according to Shmuel, Mishnah clarified it and said, Shehein Elyonis. The Mishnah clarified it to tell us, it has to be Zavka Elyonis. It cannot be one below it. That's how we got to Machlikas, Rav and Shmuel. Interesting. I have to see here a Rosh. See a Rosh. The Rosh is Simen Yud Dalit. Does everyone have the Rosh, or I can send it to you otherwise?
I have it in another place, but if you could just send this, please.
I don't have.
Okay, I'll share the screen. How about that? Rosh. Rosh. You got it. Good. I'm sharing the screen, and those of you that don't have it, it's always good to look inside. If you don't have it, we can share the screen for now. And we share screens, here we go. Okay. So, forget that. So, here we are. So, Bernard, you can see the screen.
Perfectly.
Okay. This part here. I'm going to look inside my Gemara, but those of you who have a Gemara, it's always good. And it's on the screen as well. Amar Rav, Eyeino, Mishina Masahimeno. Or Shmuel Oma, Hitaino, Mishina Tnimi Meno. Tony of Chia, Kavasi the Rav. The Kulutanoi, Kavasi the Shmuel. Chia learned a Rav. Chia had a writer which was like Rav, and the other Tanoim went like Shmuel. Yesh mina goinim, says the Rosh. The Av goinim, sheposku kavosei d'shmur. A pattern like Shmur, we know the normal klal is, when hilchet isurim, the normal rule is, halach kerav v'isurim. Normal klal, with Issa, we go like Rav. With Mominus, there's a machlik as Rav and Shmur, we go like Shmur. But by isurim, we go like Rav. The chiddush, the aga oinim, a pattern like Shmuel. Why is a pattern like Shmuel? If anyone can guess before you go back to the Rosh, why should you pattern like Shmuel?
Maybe because it's not Isurim here.
Not a good guess.
All the other Tanaim go like Shmuel.
That's not a bad guess.
Rav is by himself, and you have the rest.
Not bad.
Rav Tia, you only have Rav Tia, right?
Not bad yet at all, but it could be an even more basic reason why we should go like Shmuel. Anyone want to look back at the Gemara? Have a look back at the Gemara.
Isn't it more isn't Shmuel more going more like Beis Hillel?
I've also
going like
Shmuel.
Both are Beis
Hillel, aren't they? There's a machlokes in Beis Hillel.
Wasn't there a difference
in
the difference as to who held what?
What do you mean? It's Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, what they hold in Beis Hillel.
Maybe because Shmuel is second. The second opinion.
No.
Just like Beis Hillel is also the second opinion.
No. There's a more basic reason why you should go like Shmuel.
Because it says at the end, the Kula Tanah Tanu Kavaitet is Shmuel. That's what Rav Chiya says at the end.
That's what Yeshua said. That's what Yeshua said.
Yeah.
Even clearer reason to go like Shmuel.
Shmuel's
a Nazi.
No.
I don't know if this is a reason, but it seems like Shmuel seems to be more what Hillel say.
No, none of it. You're using too much longer. There's a more basic reason why any Rishon, Goyin, Achron, Shapaskan like Shmuel.
The Gemara finished off saying the Halakha.
Very good, thank you. The Gemara ended off Hilchos Kavosei into Shmuel. The Gemara said it. There was a Pesach Halacha there, the Pesach in Beis in there. Hilchos Kavosei into Shmuel. So of course you should pass him like Shmuel. But yet the Rosh is going to give us reasons to pass him like Shmuel. So it's clear, and there's the Megir on the side already, and also on the Rosh, there's a Goyis, a Grim. They all say that these last three words in the Gemara, the Goyim didn't have a Gears. They didn't have that Gears. So we don't have a Gears in the Gemara to pass him like Shmuel. Because if we did, there wouldn't be a discussion. That would be the end of the discussion. So we didn't have a Gears to pass him like Shmuel. So Mamela, now we need to know, who do we pass him like, Rav or Shmuel? Now generally, we pass him like Rav. In this case, the Goyim pass him like Shmuel. So we need to know why. So now we need to come on to all the Svaras that Shura suggested, Rav Hanan suggested, Moshe Maiv suggested, all the different suggestions which have been going through. Why should here we pass an actual? So it says the Rosh. Yesh min ha-goyinim she-posku kavosei d'shmuel. Yesh min ha-goyinim she-posku kavosei d'shmuel. There were goyinim that passed like Shmuel. Why? Given tikunu tanoi tanu kavosei. Since all the tanoim passed in that way, right? We had Rabbi Chiya saying like Rav, that against that we had all the other Tanoim learning like Shmuel. The Rambam, however, the Rambam posik k'Rav. The Rambam passing like Rav. V'chim posik Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina also passing like Rav. So according to that, you only have to check, what do you have to check? The top one and the one...
underneath it.
Just below it.
The one below it, right. So why? Why do you pass him? Why do you pass him like Rav? What happened to all the Tanoim of all like Shmuel? Says the Rosh, a very interesting svara. The whole Braisa, the Mishnaya, Berev Chia, Berev Aishaya, any Braisa that didn't come out of the Mishnah Medrash of Rav Chia and Rav Aishaya, Lav Bar Samchu, is not one that we can rely on. So these Braisas which were quoted, we had Rav Chia learn like one Braisa, and we had all the other Tanoim going like another one. But were they authorized version of the Braisas? No. If it didn't come out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Chia and Rav Aishaya, then it's not an authorized version of a Braisa, and it's Lav Bar Samchu. So now, all these Tanoim that held like Shmuel, I mean, so obviously Braisas held like Shmuel. Did it come out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Chia? Can anyone prove to me that all those Braisas, which seem to hold like Shmuel, did they come out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Chia?
No.
How could they? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Why not?
Rav Chia held like Rav.
Rav Chia himself held like Rav, right? So those Braisas, Kulu Tanoi, all the Braisas that we could possibly find, they don't come out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Chia. Mekivan, says the Rosh, Mekivan to Rav Chia, Tony Kirav, since Rav Chia, he had a Braisa which went like Rav, Ein Lochos Le'idoch Braisas. We don't have to take any notice from the other Braisas to Tonu Kishmua, held like Shmua. Because the Klal has to be, the Braisa has to be one that comes out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Chia and Rav Aishaya. If it doesn't come out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Chia and Rav Aishaya, then it's not considered a Bar Samcha. So we know what Rav Chia holds. We don't know what Rav Aishaya holds. So maybe these Braisas came out of the Beit Medrash of Rav Aishaya. Says the Rosh, Afilu Tema, even if we say the Rav Aishaya Hoya Bechlolom, the Rav Aishaya did hold like these Braisas, or included in these Braisas, is also Rabbi Yeshaya. Mikol Mokoyim, Havelei Rabbi Chie, Rabbi Yeshaya Chad Legabe Chad. We have one Rabbi Chie against Rabbi Yeshaya. It's one against one. V'chazina Nechlolo. And then we go back to the old principle. The Rav is Shmuel. Then when we have a machlik as Rav and Shmuel, Halocho Kirav Bisui. We pass him like Rav. So says the Rosh. One of Shan the Rambam. One of Shan Rabbeinu Yoina. Because it's the normal machlek of Rav and Shmuel Halacha ke Shmuel kerav. All the Tanoim held otherwise. Those Tanoim weren't authorized versions. All we care about is Rav Chia and Rav Aishaya. And here we have clearly Rav Chia holding like Rav, and therefore, even if Rav Aishaya was hold otherwise, it's 50-50, Sofek, and therefore we go, according to the normal rule, Rav Shmuel Halacha Kirav, Bistui.
What does it mean that, I mean, the Tanaim, are we saying that we don't believe that the Tanaim held that way? Or that we, in other words, if we just have a Braisa and we say, listen, it's not from Rav Aishaya, we don't hold by this Braisa. But if we see that other Tanaim do?
Other Tanaim do. Any Braisa that didn't come out from a Beit Medrash of Rav Chia and Rav Aishaya is not one that we can rely on.
Why can't we rely on the other Tanaim, though?
Which other Tanoim? We don't know these prices are reliable. There are lots of things flying around. There was a Bechina Rishai assisted through all of them and chose to accept this one. A bit like Rebbe did with the Mishnai. So Bechina Rishai did with the Bryce. So I could find you, dig up in Oxford Library, dig up some old manuscripts, which had, I don't know, Playmoy on it, holding one way, but since it wasn't accepted by Bechina Rishai, therefore it's not an accepted price. I don't know if it's a forgery or I don't know what it is, we can't accept it.
But here we see that it doesn't have to be both of them. It could be one or, it, like here we only have Rav Chisda.
Here, yeah. That's what he's saying. Here we only have a Bechia. So we have a Bechia, possibly we have a Bishayim Cholik, so it's a Sophic. And then that, we have also a Klal, Rav and Shmuel, we follow Rav. So since we're left with a Sophic, then we go back to the old principle. That means really, the principle tells me we should follow Rav, unless we know that all the Tanaim hold otherwise. We don't know that here, because the Bechia clearly said otherwise, and the Bechia clearly held like Rav. We don't know what Rav Yeshaya holds.
Had Rav Yeshaya held like Shmuel, then you wouldn't have. Then we'd have a suffix as to whose manuscript is correct. And then what would we do? Then would we go back to the majority of the Tanaim, or would we still say that those still can't be authenticated? But neither could either of Rav Yeshaya. Rabbi Kia or Rabbi Yeshaya either be authenticated because they're in conflict with one another.
It could be machlekesim, that's fine. We can have machlekesim, right? Plenty of machlekesim with Tanoim. The shayla is, we have to base ourselves on something authoritative.
Right.
So the Rosh is saying clearly, if I have two authoritative brises, one supporting Rav and one supporting Shmuel, we would follow Rav. Because Rav, when you have Rav against Shmuel, you follow like Rav. So he's saying, here I have Rav Chia clearly holding like Rav. Even if Rav Yeshaya would be Cholek, it would be one against one. So then you go again like Rav. So we follow Rav, that's the psychological, we pass him like Rav. Very nice. The thing is, an interesting thing I saw, both the Vilna Gaon and the Lady Yehuda both go with the same idea here. So I've told you why we pass in like Rav. That's how the Rambam learns. Right? That's how the Rosh explains the Rambam learns. There's a big shayla on the Gemara in Das Beis Shammai. A big shayla in Das Beis Shammai. And the Gemara gave the opinion of Beis Shammai. Now we know the klal is Beis Shammai Einoi Mishnah. Beis Shammai is not really relevant for us. So you'd very rarely find a Machlekes Amoraim arguing in Das Beis Shammai. In the opinion of Beis Shammai, you would very rarely find ever a Machlekes, because the Machlekes is not Negei El Halacha. The Amoraim, when they used to argue, they were arguing in order to come to clarity in Halacha. If it's not ever going to be Negei, then they won't bother. Or at least the Gemara won't bring it down. And in our Gemara, the Gemara brings a Shammai, while the two rows, does it mean like the two columns, or does it mean like a Chaf Sofit, or like a race? What are the two columns? Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechmo. Lamai Napka Mina. Lamai Napka Mina. We don't pass on Rabbi Shammai. It's not like a Chaf Sofit, and it's not like two columns. It's possibly the top row, with maybe the one below it, the one behind it. So why is the Gemara bring down a Machlekes, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yechonon? That's a kasha which Gedolei Olam were grappling with. We have a Lady Yehuda who grappled with this, and a Vilna Gaon. Gedolei Olam, why on earth is there Machlekes, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yechonon, but that's Shammai, shouldn't be relevant at all? And they say something which is so amazing and fascinating, that the reason why they're arguing is because their argument would have a direct nafkamina how we paskin in Beit Hillel. The machlekes they have, Bedaf Beis Shammai, will have nafka minas and how to learn in Beit Hillel. Why? Makesha. They're arguing about if it's a chastofet or two columns. And Beit Hillel are arguing about, is it the one below the top or the one further in? So make a question like this.
The mirror.
Try and hold.
Really?
Huh?
No, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, it's just how far to go, but they're both, the two views are kind of mirroring one another.
Which way?
Well, you have Rabbi Yochanan appears to be similar to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda? Who's the first
opinion? Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda is similar.
It's more like Rav.
It's similar to Rav.
But where do you see that?
Just in the direction of the shape of what they're saying of what you have to look for.
You know, whether it's more in or whether it's more down.
Going the horizontal or are you going the verticals?
Yeah, I kind of saw that too.
Horizontal or vertical. So you're working in the right direction. You're almost there. But maybe we'll speak out a little slow. A little slow. Let's make a question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to check the entire top layer. One?
Right.
Entire top row, I don't know how we're going to call this row, entire top row, you have to check. Both width and length of the top row, you have to check. According to Rav, you never have to go further than deeper in them.
That first one. The first column, I guess, if you want to call it. Or row.
Deeper. Kuntra Yehuda. You never have to go deeper in them.
Than the second row.
That's true. But there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. Do we require somebody to go deeper in than two rows? Okay?
Okay.
That's it. So now, let's make a cheshvan in Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel said, Shtei Roshoyt, Hachitzoynoyt, Shehein Ha'alyoynes. Right? Which meant, what did it mean according to Shmuel? It meant the top row and the one behind it. Right? The top two and the one behind it. So why did it say Elyoinoi? Because it has to be Elyoinoi. Why did it say Chitzoinoi? Sorry, the second one in is not Chitzoinoi. Why did it say Chitzoinoi?
Well, it is Chitzoinoi regarding the ceiling, the top
of
the...
That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, that's called Elyoinoi. Don't mix them up. That's called Elyoinoi. And this is called Chitzoinoi. So,
right, compared to deeper.
It's still his, no, it's on the first one, but going in, because he's saying that the majority, you know, that the Elyonos is what's qualifying the Kitsona.
Why is he saying Kitsona?
Maybe that you could still get your hand there, from where you're standing, it's still...
The Gemara says why. Why do they call it Kitsona? The Gemara says why.
Because it's the one facing us when we enter.
One of them, and then the one behind it is not. So why is that row, which is the one behind it, called Kitzoinoi?
So the Sneem, I mean, compared to what's inside, it's the outside, compared to everything else.
Sigmar says, the reason why I'm telling you Kitzoinoi, it's really, I mean, the top one. The reason why I'm telling you Kitzoinoi is in exclusion from the ones behind it. You might have thought you have to do more. You might have thought you have to check further in. I'm telling you, no, Chitzoinoi. It's only the first two top ones. The top ones are the ones which are important. The top ones are the ones that are kiver. But don't go further in than the top first two. Don't go further in than the first two. Just do the first two. How can I tell you to do just the first two? I call them Chitzoinoi, as opposed to the ones further in. So here's the kasha. If you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, in Daf Beis Shammai, there never was a need to go further in than the first two. There was never avuna, even could be Shammai, you would never have to go further than the first two rows. So why did Beis Hillel have to go out of their way to tell you chitzonis, to tell you don't do further in? There never was a avuna to go further in. If you go like Rav Yehuda, Bedas Beis Shammai, then how far do you have to check? You have to check the entire two first rows. They're not further than that. So long come Beis Hillel and just say, Shtayim Elyonos. And well, no, just the first two top. There never was a Avuna, you have to do more than that. And Beis Shammai never said you have to go deeper than two. So if Beis Hillel would come to tell me what you have to check, all they would say is, Shtayim Elyonos. That's all they'd have to say. Shteho el yoinos. So why do they talk about chitzoinos? Why do they say shehein achitzoinos?
Couldn't it be that they're giving their full position? They're not just saying their position, legabe shamai. They're giving a complete position. So if someone never heard shamai, you'd understand what they meant.
They're arguing with Beis Shammai. It's not like they're in a different Beis Medrash. Beis Shammai said their opinion, to which Beis Hillel just answer back, the top two. You're saying the whole two columns. I'm telling you not, just the top two rows. Why do they need to speak out? Why do they need to speak out the same? And not the ones further in. I know not. Even Beis Shammai said not the ones further in. Why would I need to speak out and not the ones further in? So it's clear, according to Shmuel, that learned that Elyonos Shein Achitzonis, Achitzonis Shein Elyonos meant that the top two rows, and it needs to exclude going further in, we needed the word Chitzonis to exclude going further in, it must be Shmuel learned like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, in Das Beis Shammai, you have to do the entire top layer. You have to go really deep in, all the way to the very end of the mountain. You have to check, to which Beis Shammai answer, no. You only have to do the top two rows on the most outermost rows. You do not need to go deeper in. So if Yochanan learns like Shmuel, that's clear, it must be. Shmuel has told us that you do the top two rows, the top one and the one behind it. And the Mishnah needed to tell me, and don't do more than that. He said, I have to say, don't do more than that. It means, because you might have thought, you have to do more than that. Because Beis Shammai held, you have to do more than that. Beis Shammai held, you have to go further, deeper in. So Beis Shammai will come and tell me, don't go further in. So who's the one that told us that Beis Shammai holds you have to go further in?
Rabbi Yochanan.
It was Rabbi Yochanan. So Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are going in the same school of thought. So now, says the Vilna Goyim, it's true you have the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. On the other hand, you have Rabbi Yochanan supporting Shmuel. If you have Rabbi Yochanan supporting Shmuel, then we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan trumps Rav. That's why the Vilna Goyim paskens like Shmuel here. Doesn't pasken like Rav, pasken like Shmuel. Even though Rav is, a lot of Rav and Shmuel, pasken like Rav is three. But here, since we see that Rabbi Yochanan clearly learned in line with Shmuel, therefore we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, like Shmuel. Let's just do a quick speak on what we just learned.
There's a problem, though, with Rav, then. And how does Rav, why does, if you don't need that Lashon that we have in, you know, with the...
Rav, you do. Because to Rav, you do. Because Rav learned it meant the top row and the one below it. So you need Chitzonis to tell me that the most outer rows, the top row and the one below it,
mm-hmm.
And you need Elyonos to say only the top two and not the ones below. So in Rav is very good.
Rabbi Yehuda has got a problem then.
No. Why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, doesn't
Rabbi Yehuda, not my Rav.
Yeah, but where's the distinction between the two, between, like, what we learned by Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel that there was a Havamina that you had to go all the way across, and that's why Shmuel said, and that's what Hillel was coming in to limit. And so where's the corresponding one on the other side?
Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda learned, that means the first two rows.
Okay.
And Rabbi Yehuda will learn like Rav in Pshat. Rabbi Yehuda will learn like Rav in Pshat what Elyonos Chitzonos means. Rabbi Yehuda will learn that the Tilo is coming to say you have to do the most outer ones, not the two outer ones, the most outer one, and the top two, and not the ones further down. I mean, to come to Beis Shammai, you have to do the entire two first columns. Right? First, entire two columns. Come to Beis Hillel, you only have to do the top row and the one below it. Both of those are outer ones, and the top ones as opposed to upper ones as opposed to the lower ones.
Uh-huh.
Let's just do a quick stick on what we just said, Baal Peh. We said in the Gemara, we had the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Besides that, we had a double machlekes on our own, to explain Beis Shammai and to explain Beis Hillel. We pointed out that generally, we don't have Amoraim for Chilek without Beis Hillel. It's a very rare thing. Why here do we have machlekes Amoraim without Beis Hillel? Without Beis Shammai. We don't normally have machlekes Amoraim without Beis Shammai, and yet here we do. To which we explained and we answered that the only reason why they're arguing here in Das Beis Shammai is because it has major ramifications to understanding Beis Hillel. The way to understand Beis Hillel will be based on how we understand Beis Shammai. That means if Beis Shammai say that you only have to do the first two rows, like Rabbi Yehuda said, then Beis Hillel could never have told us that you have to check the top two rows. Because the Mishnah says, they tell us that the Mishnah said two parameters. It says, Chitzonos Elyonos. And it was necessary to say both. So why was it necessary to say Chitzonos? To tell me, don't do further in. That means he heard, Beis Hillel heard from Beis Shammai that you have to do further in. And he said, no, don't do further in. You don't need to do further in. Well, that only makes sense if Beis Shammai held that you have to do further in, which was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, who learned that according to Beis Shammai, you have to go further in, he will learn, according to Beis Hillel, that the Mishnah's come to tell me that you do the top one and the one behind it, but no further. That's what the Mishnah's come to tell me, the top one. Elyonos is the top, and the one behind it, but no further. Not like Beis Shammai said further. No, not like this. Not like Beis Shammai said further, no further, which is like Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel go together. That means you have to do, because Beis Shammai, you have to do the entire top, and the first column as well. And according to Beis Hillel, you only do the first two rows, uppermost rows, only the very top layer, the Koma Elyona, only the top two rows, and no further. Mashenki, Rav Yehuda said that even Kumbi Shama, you never ever meant that you should go further in. He understood that when it says in Beis Hillel, Elyonos, Chitzonos Shein Elyonos, Chitzonos Shein Elyonos means, can't mean like Shmuel. It means the top row and the one below it. The top row and the one below it, they fill the characters of Chitzona, Elyona. It's not both Elyona. Too bad. It means the top uppermost one. But that could be the only pshat that could be. Because it has to be like that. It can't be that it comes to somebody, don't go further in. Because even Beis Shammai said you don't need to go further in. So it must be come to tell me, you do the top one and the one below it. That's the Medvila and the Goyim. You're going to, this is the real pshat. Because Tosfos pshat, to say what Ram and Shmuel are arguing on, is a tremendous seichet. Whenever the Mishnah says, Chitzonos Shehein Elyonos, Elyonos is the final word. It must be Elyonos. So why was Rav Chodek? Tosfos says that Rav held the first word is Kaveh. Says the Goyim, it's not true. If I define something for you, the definition is the definition. So I told you, Chitzonos Shehein Elyonos, it must mean the top ones. So why did Rav not learn like Shmuel? There it is, because Rav didn't follow like Rav Yochanan. Rav learned like Rav Yehuda, that even Bishamai only said you have to do the two outermost ones. You don't go further in. If Bishamai told you don't go further in, then I don't need Beis Hillel to tell me not to go further in. There must be, therefore, that according to Beis Hillel, he meant the top one and the one below it. And that's why he said Chitzonos. Tell me the outermost ones. Elyonos has to be of the top two upper ones. But Chitzonos must mean the real outer one. It can't mean anything else.
Why couldn't it be Chitzonos Shelehen Elyonos would be just the outer perimeter of the top low, of the top row?
That's one row?
At top level. But just one row, the outer perimeter. Chitzonios. Shehel Elyonios, just the top ones. Then I have the truth for both
the
of those
things. The Mishnah says there was two shuv.
What?
The Mishnah says, Bithilo Imra, the Mishnah says it means shtei shura. But my Omra shtei shura.
You have one shura like this, and you have another shura like that. Shtei shura.
What's that? How do you fit that into the words Chitzonos and Elyonios?
Chitzonios, its entire outer perimeter. Shehel Elyonios, only, I'm only telling you, only the top row, only the top one.
Why is it two rows? Why is it not four rows or three rows? If you're saying it's the perimeter of the barrel, should be three at least, no?
Nice three.
There's three sides.
No, how do you get two outers facing you? Where's three? The two other corners are against the wall. The two other sides are against the wall.
Okay, so I'm coming to Hassan, and I see one row in front of me. So I can hear you say the top row there is called the Leonis. Chitzonos. So where's the next row?
You have access to it from the other side. That's what I understood. You have, or at least in the I have a diagram.
Space on one
side. Yeah.
Then there's a space on one side. So it could be space on the other side as well. Yeah. So that's where we're holding on the Machlik of Bishamai Bitila. We're about to start tomorrow, like I said, a big sugya. But that's a big sugya that test. It needs preparation. So please do start. Ein Cheshishin. As we said, to go in the Ahmed all the way to the bottom of the Ahmed. To get a good grip on the Gemara Rashi. Right, we'll fill in. We need to get clear exactly. Sophic, Vadai, what type of Sophic are we talking about? Are we talking about something which is a 50-50 Sophic? Or a Rove? What exactly is going on here in the whole Gemara? So,
hi.
Start, if you start, all the better.
That's good for the aim of the start.
I have your site for my father's bathroom tomorrow evening. I'd like to sponsor the shiur, but also, is it possible to have somebody say Kaddish?
Yeah, so when this is on Wednesday, tomorrow?
Tuesday, tomorrow, and Wednesday, yeah.
Tuesday night and Wednesday. You ask me, I'll try and find somebody to say Kaddish. What's the name?
David Yaakov Ben Yisrael Sender. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Tuesday. So you say it's a Tuesday night, yeah? Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow, Tuesday, and then Wednesday.
Good morning. Fine. So much, Stephen Aliyah. Fine.